Hello, thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Ruben. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hey, Ruben. It's me, Sal, from Atlanta Secure and Locksmith.
Oh, excellent. Hi, Sal. Good afternoon. How you doing?
Good, good. I'm trying to reach out to you. I don't know if you've been monitoring the activity on our business with Ada and with our calling history.
Let me take a look here.
I've been receiving a lot of car inquiries for car keys.
For car keys?
Not for lockouts, but for car keys. And also maybe like five inquiring, including the last one from 4183. A guy that asked to speak in Spanish, saying that he needed to apply for work as a security guard.
A security
Ada was,
guard?
Yeah, she said, I say, how did you, I call him right away. Ada was able to talk to him. I was on the other line talking to someone, and Ada answer in English, but then he say Spanish, and then she changed from English to Spanish, which is a really good feature that you guys have with her. But the guy say, well, I'm getting information in my phone. He said that you guys are hiring for security guards, and so you can, this call, was 8 minutes and 10 because the guy was not sure how to use the phone or where that or one that, but that
which one is it again?
One,
I'm sorry. Which one is it again?
The last one, 4183.
4183. Okay. That last one here. Okay. You just changed that as not a valid lead, right? That one right now?
Yeah, and I'm putting not valid lead because I'm trying to guard my money. And I told him, look, you call, and your call costs me anywhere from $7 to $15 just by you calling. And he was apologizing and everything. But this other call...
Go ahead.
This other call from the last number, 6389. He's interacting four times. The first time he interacts, he says, I'm wondering if you're hiring. And then I answer, we're a family investment company. We're not hiring. And then I recently went to CIL in Agoura Hills, took the certification in auto and residential. Would love to start working in the field. It looks like this was a locksmith looking for work.
Locksmith looking for work? Okay.
Uh-huh. And then he says, I have open availability weekends, nights, mornings. So I said, we're not hiring. We're not a security guard company. So that's the 6389. And
okay.
Then the 4529, this was a collection agency trying to have me use their company to collect money from debtors, and I declined their services.
Okay, let me see. Because I'm looking at my Google Ads campaign here. You know, because I see our team is testing a campaign which is called Performance Max. It's not taken out of your budget, but it is something that they're trying right now. So let me just check this out, okay? Maybe that's where they're coming from. Let me see.
All of these leads that I put not a valid lead, and I'm putting notes on each one.
Mm-hmm.
Of my answer.
me see. Because, for example, the Performance Max campaign, basically what it is not necessarily people searching something, but it comes up on Google News, or it comes up on, any of the Google platforms, you know, Gmail, mm-hmm. you know, that there's sponsored spots there. That's the Performance Max. Like we said, it's not counting against your budget, right? But it uh-huh. is something that they've been trying for these last few days. They started actually on the 16th, you know, just to check if we had more, well, if we had any good leads from there, right? But it seems, for example, that ad, it was shown during this test, it was shown 37,000 times, right? 1,600 people clicked on it. It's around 56 cents per click. So it's very, very cheap, right? But I believe it may be attributing to this calls that are irrelevant, right? I mean, just look at the other campaign, which is the one we're working on. Let's see. Okay. The other campaign is the search campaign that we talked about, right? On the search campaign, that was today, that call you got that call today, or when did you get it?
Yeah. It's, it says that initially it was at 3:43
today. Okay. But for example, so far today, out of the search campaign, the ad has been shown 600 times. 7 people clicked on it, right? Starting at 8 o'clock. So we spent around $57 so far from that campaign. Let's see. Somebody searched, número de teléfono de cerrajeros. That was one search. They searched Kimi phone number.
That was another guy that he says, are you affiliated with Kimi? Because I ordered 3 keys and I never got them back from them.
Gotcha. Okay. So I just removed that as a negative keyword in that case.
Uh-huh.
So anything related with Kimi, we're going to take that off?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I see somebody searched, for example, 2009. Honda Pilot key battery size. They came up.
Yeah, one. That one is also a car key that I'm not.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Those I clean up by default, right? Every week I go through the list and I clean up all the searches, right? I can send you a list of the ones that we've been cleaning up. But, you know, each search is specific, right? So, for the Google ad, you know, unfortunately, that's how we gotta clean them out. But we should be getting good clicks as well. So let me see here. Just give me a second, please. For example, another search is key for Jeep Wrangler, right? They search for that one. So I'm going to – all the car-related keys, you know, that they ask for, we always remove them, right, as soon as I see them. But like we said, if they search for it, let's say something similar but in a different way, sometimes it gets through. That's why we need to keep on cleaning them. But I don't see anything related to security guards on the search campaign, which is the one that we've been working on. So I will attribute those to that other campaign they're testing out. I'm just going to let them know that we need to discontinue the trial that they're working on. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, in regards to all of the searches that have been made from the time we applied the budget, let's say, to now, the ad has been shown around 9,000 times, right? So if we look at the total search list, okay, so for your ad, for example, for the past 2 weeks, from the 11th till today, we have over 2,200 different searches, right? It came up on over 2,200 different things that people search. Now, there's some of them, like, you know, irrelevant, like 2006 Dodge Durango key fob programming, right? Or 2010 Toyota Camry key fob programming. So, you know, every time we add those as a negative keyword, you know, it does, that specific search doesn't come up. But like we said, they searched another search that came up, 2016 Toyota Camry key fob. So those we're going to have to keep making that constant, right? That's for the keys. But we should be getting, like we said, real jobs along with these. Now, on this list that I'm looking at, your leads, most of them haven't been valid from what I see. Are they all asking for security, or are they all asking for car keys?
Look, right now there is a 9920 last four digits number, and this guy says looking for work. I have a guard car. I work with Elliott Universal and Platinum Security. That's another security guard.
9920. Let's see.
This one just came in as we are talking 2 minutes ago.
Oh, 2 minutes. And it's asking for a security guard again?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's definitely that ad that I'm talking to you about. And rest assured that it hasn't taken anything out of your budget. Right, but that's I can see them coming from here. Because when they turned it on, that's when we started getting a lot of those not valid calls or not valid leads, actually. Because they turned it on exactly the 16th. That's when they turned it on. So that list of not a valid lead that you have, I have a big list, started around that time. But we haven't had calls about security guards before this, right?
No, before that day. But after that, as you can see in the last 5 minutes, I got two of those. And so I call. First, they don't speak English. I have to answer in Spanish, or Ada has to answer in Spanish. And so I guess that if they're trying that, it should be on. The only reason why I admit or accept to have a Google guarantee, have more calls filtering to my company was to get more calls. So we have to activate the lockout calls, but not car keys. And if I'm going to be having all these criteria, people calling security guard, car keys, or any or anything like that, I'd rather close the lockout just because it's triggering too many false calls or confusing, it's creating confusion.
Okay. So we can take the vehicle lockout off and just keep everything else the same? See how we do?
Everything the same, and also in Google Ads. every no lock, no car keys, no lockouts.
Yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
Because I'd rather have people calling me for the right reasons rather than the wrong reasons, because many times I'm driving, I'm answering, and that's just
wasting your time.
Wasting my time and distracting me from working or from driving, or I have to answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I understand.
So let me put this on. This person is looking for job as a security guard.
I'm gonna send this out to my team as feedback. You know, they, as I said, they thought it was a positive, right? Because they were basically giving you a free ads budget for this tool. Right, they were trying to try.
It would have been nice that if they called for anything of locksmith services or even a lockout, but they're not calling for a lockout, they're calling for security guard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm
and then the other ones are calling
over.
For, the only ones are calling for key fobs, keys, and it looks like that announcement or that publicity is working good for car keys, but, and even with people that don't speak Spanish, and I'm just, local is Nat Valley. The only one that I accept was Jorge Ortega. He's got a 1966 Volvo car that he's looking for an old locksmith to do a classic car, and I said, yeah, I can do that car because I know how to do that one and I have the key. I charge him $375, but now he's looking for an opening window to have me come. But that's the only out of all the other ones that I was able to make it a job.
That was the only one that we could convert?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm terribly sorry to hear about that, but I'm going to clean this up for you, Sal. I'm going to talk to our Google Ads team. Just make sure that we're not doing anything out of what we've been doing, and just keep on guiding this in a positive direction. For Google Guaranteed, I turned vehicle lockouts off. So if we're going to get anything, it's going to be regular, good locksmith calls. You know, since we did increase the service area that we talked about, we may see, some positive exposure there. So it'll be good to evaluate how that performs. Okay?
Yeah, and these people that are looking for work, they're from the Los Angeles area, Jefferson, Downey. That's what they call him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
I think they're seeing you on that Google Performance Max. Go ahead.
Yeah, let's clean it up and remove the lockout services. Even if Google Guarantee is not going to give me enough work, but if it looks like Google Ads, even in Google Guarantee, put no car service, no lockout service, and even if they diminish the filtering of the all the jobs like lock installation, rekeying locks, combination changes, opening the safe, because locksmith is more abroad than lockout cars. Mm-hmm. We do residential lockouts, but not automotive locksmith locksmith. So if Google can filter and make it more selective of items, that will be better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, definitely. We're going to be able to get true numbers with vehicle lockout being turned off. We're going to get true numbers on exactly how much of what exposure we're getting with the actual job types that we selected. Okay, so we just need to give that a little bit of time.
I decreased Yelp to $5 a day. So I have no jobs from Yelp. I'm paying $150 a month to have the service open. And Comtech, I close it. Also, I don't have a budget. The only one that I want to have a budget is with Google. And this is me trying so that I can have more legit inquiring about locksmith service and me making more money. But it looks like yesterday I had a previous customer calling me. I was able to make $447. And then a previous customer also called me yesterday to make a key. And two previous customers, no new customers. Today, I have two previous customers calling me to want to make a phone, a key for, no, changing keys in Pacific Palisades, and the other one to install a deadbolt. So there's been previous customers that I had that are keeping me afloat. I'm not getting new jobs from Yelp or with Google Ads. At this point, with all this activity, it's not happening. The last one that I did with Google Ads was even Rose Fernandez. Oh, no, Rose Fernandez was from Google Ads or Google Guarantee. No, it was from Google Ads, the website. I called her. She had another locksmith coming. And I said, well, if the other locksmith doesn't work, this is my price. And then she said, okay, let me see. She said that the other locksmith showed up in a BMW well-dressed up. And he says that he'd rather not do that job because it was too dirty and this and that.
He called me.
I went there. I was able to tackle the work. It was dirty. It was two garage locked doors that I needed to improvise to install because they were robbing her. And the two garages, they have nothing but tools from a construction company.
I remember that one. I remember you mentioned
I told
that.
You that. So that one I made it to be $1,500, if not, because I call. And I really fight for that job. But other than that, that's the last one. The other one, Cox Joaquin, it's a customer that I have. If you see that one, I have.
It's been a while. Mm-hmm.
I've been in his house four times. There's been like 60 interactions or so. That one turned out to be a good job because I was able to charge $4,700 for that one. But if not for these two, it would have been nothing, zero.
Yeah. Oh, let's get more. Let's get more. Let me go ahead, like we said, talk to my Google Ads team. I'm going to let them know. I'm going to ask them not to do anything without notifying me. So we can just make sure that we're always on the same page. I'm going to go ahead and do that cleanup right now on new negative keywords we need to delete. But like we said, without that Google Performance Max campaign, we should focus again on the regular locksmith jobs. Okay.
Yeah, and also Google Guarantee call, I see error. Couple of
the
those
recording?
That were with error, yeah.
Let me see. The last one that I see that came in from Google Guaranteed was is on the 21st. Now, that one that says error, is it the one that doesn't have a phone number? Let me see. Give me a second, please. Well, that one doesn't say error. Let's see.
Yeah, another one for 6046 on the 20th. He was also looking for security guard.
Security guard?
Yeah, on the... Actually, it was March 16.
16, when they turned it on. Okay.
Looking for security guard. G-U-A-R-E. He didn't put guard, but guard.
Guard.
And I don't know if that was security gate or security guard.
I see. You shouldn't be getting any of those calls anymore. They already turned that campaign off. So that should
okay.
We shouldn't be getting any of those.
Okay.
Okay. In regards to the Google guaranteed, like we mentioned, I'm going to check exactly what that error code is. I can send mm-hmm. you a list of the ones that were charged and we can go ahead and start the dispute on the other ones. Hopefully we can get a positive response from there. Okay?
Mm-hmm. And even if I, like I tell you, I'm contemplating to, I was spending $3,000 on Yelp and I was getting a lot of competition from other lodgements, but at least it was keeping me, if not this, decently, a month I was doing like $15,000. Fighting for all the leads and with all the lodgements and trying to make a buck. And mm-hmm. I said, okay, Google Ads could be the way to go. And so that's why if you see, my budget with you is what, 3,000 or 3,500?
Let me see.
And I'm paying up front. Rather than pay later with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's at $3,500.
Uh-huh, so that shows you that I'm willing to work with you guys, but it has to be more selective, has to be more directing traffic towards work, jobs.
Efficient traffic, yes, sir, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Today, I'm here sitting just trying to make a buck and calling people myself with previous customers and also trying to collect some money that people owe me. But like you say, it's been a slow week. Only one day of work we did, and that was like $600. Yesterday, $440. Today, nothing.
Okay.
Man.
I'm gonna go ahead and get this taken care of, Sal. Okay, I'm gonna just get in touch with you soon. If it's okay with you, I can follow up Friday. See, hopefully we've had an adjustment in the phone calls you're receiving. At least this next 2 days.
Okay? And I believe I got another one or two reviews, new reviews. Paul is a police guy that I opened a safe. He put a review.
Uh-huh. That was on the 14th, right? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Gotcha. That's the newest one I see here.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, those always help as you know that helps on the organic side of things. So we'll keep on pushing there as well. We'll keep on optimizing. Like we said, just let us know. If you have any new pictures or if you, let's say, take a video so we can, just have fresh content almost all the time, okay?
So on the new pictures, How is the way that I should upload them, do you say?
You can do it through the app. You can just hit the three little lines, the upper right hand side.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go
I
to
want to
business.
Put some pictures today.
Okay, great. Yeah. Yeah, if you go to business information.
Okay.
And then from here you should see a section that says media.
Media, okay.
Mm-hmm. And then from here, if you scroll down, you're going to see a little plus sign that says photos. It says new.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Then once you open that, it's gonna pull up your gallery.
Select from gallery.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and from there I can upload the pictures that I feel that could be.
That could help.
Okay.
Yeah, uh-huh. please. And anything that you feel could help, please let me know. I will, like we said, start working on this as soon as possible. So, you know, these next few days we will evaluate how we're doing, okay? Hopefully we've picked it back up.
Okay. Okay, Ruben. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the time, Sal. Anything else I could do for you right now?
No.
All right. Well, you have yourself a good day, okay? Take care.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.